The Ticket, Red Stripe Beer, and Sonic Drive-Ins present Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares tomorrow, benefiting Wednesday's Child Benefit Corporation, and live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A couple of jabs in there.
I pulled all those, by the way.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. From Houston today, the All-Star Game is tonight. We are gearing up for it in that biggest of ways. And there is scarcely a better way to gear up for the All-Star Game than by stopping down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels.
Yummy.
And by Texas Tickets. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Sarah McLaughlin, the 22nd at the AAC.
Can she fill that place?
A lot of frows out there.
Don't know if she can fill it, but if you want a good ticket, I know where you can get one.
John Mayer, the 23rd at the AAC.
I'll be going to that.
And Kid Rock and Hank Williams Jr., the 24th.
That's the one you need to go to.
Yeah. I'm going to see John Mayer.
Three huge concerts there. Texas Tickets with great seats for all of them. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Mm-hmm. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who is on quite a roll down here in Houston when it comes to that. Here is Cobra.
Thank you very much, Michael.
It's me.
Let's start out with a story of music and of a super group in music. And it's a band that we like to make fun of. It's also a band that has quite a few skins on the wall, but they've decided it's time to make a tribute album, which, as far as I'm concerned, any supergroup who makes a tribute album, they've had it, i.e., Honkin' on Bobo from Aerosmith.
I mean, a big-selling album.
Sold
them,
a million
though.
Copies.
No, it didn't.
Kick it. Yeah,
it did.
It didn't sell no million.
Yes, it did. It went platinum. Yeah, it did.
Well, I
bet that album has not sold many less than anything they've done in recent years.
Well, that's a shark jumper.
How can it be a shark jumper if people are buying it?
Because their fans are idiots. They are morons.
Mike just said the same thing about Pearl Jam.
Who?
Pearl Jam.
Maybe so, Greg. Maybe so. But this band has a new tribute record called Feedback, in which they cover songs from 1965 to 1970. And so let's listen to their cover.
Well, who is it?
Well, we'll listen to it, see if you can guess it. Of the Buffalo Springfields, For What It's Worth.
Man, this sucks.
There's something happening.
You know what?
Here.
I will hang with this song anytime it comes on. I love
what
this song.
It is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Expos.
Telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, for my money, this sounds great for this band.
This bed line's being wrong.
No.
Of course, we are listening to the fine sounds.
We're listening to them, too.
Listening to Rush.
Rush.
Expo.
Because Rush sucks so bad that even when they do a cover song of a song that I like, it's okay. It's better than their original stuff.
Why do they have to do covers, though? Why do they have to do
They've
an album
had it.
Like this?
They've had it. They've run out of material.
Didn't they just put out an album, new stuff, not too long ago?
You know what Geddy Lee says? He's like, man, I can't learn any more chords. Neil Peart says, I can't hit any more bird cages that are hanging above my drum kit or whatever he has hanging up there. They're out of material, so it's
just
time.
For the record, Geddy Lee doesn't really play chords.
Whatever. They're out of stuff.
Play Summertime Blues. That one actually sounds pretty good.
Is Summertime Blues in there, Psycho? That wasn't one of the ones I told him to pull up. Oh.
summertime.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is bad.
They need to do this.
Maybe they wanted to do it. They grew up with these songs. What's wrong with recording them?
You know, I mean, maybe the same thing applies to them, applied to Rod Stewart.
Oh, great example.
Well, at least this is still rock and roll.
Great example, though, when you resort to cover songs.
The Hammer.
That's awesome. I love their version of this.
Hey. They saw a shark swimming around there in one of the Great Lakes and decided it's time to jump that sucker.
Pop on their leather jacket,
yep.
Motorcycle boots, and
give the thumbs
on
up.
What else is on?
Fly over it.
What else did you
have?
Crossroads is on there. The Cream song.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear a sampling of Crossroads?
Mm-hmm.
Prepared.
Once again, another song I'll hang with.
Yeah, I'll hang with the original, but that's it, man.
This doesn't sound that bad, does it?
I don't think it sounds bad. It
sounds like every band in junior high.
Junior high.
I don't think that sounds bad.
I don't either. Well, I liked Rush when I was a kid, so.
I've never liked them. I didn't like that Tom Sawyer, that Limelight, none of that nonsense.
This doesn't sound horrible.
All right.
Well, what else is on there?
I don't know. We don't have time to go through the whole record.
Yeah, we don't have to play them. Just read off the cuts. Can we do that at least?
Psycho, what's on that?
Ooh, wow.
Oh,
we've got Feedback. Okay, we got Summertime Blues. Heartful of Soul, and For What It's Worth, The Seeker, and Crossroads. There's only ones that are in Bianco.
It's only like 8 or 9 songs on there. They did The Who's The Seeker.
And The Yardbirds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Good for Rush. I hope it works out for them.
Yes. There's been an interesting...
Doesn't make them any less of a beating.
An interesting suitcase that has turned up. A vacationer purchased a suitcase at an Australian flea market for a reasonable price. Inside was Beatles memorabilia, including photos, concert programs, and unreleased recordings. It was believed to belong...
Anytime I hear something like this, I'm immediately suspicious.
Well, listen, it was believed to belong to Mal Evans. He was a roadie and a sound recordist back in the day. He was killed in 76 after brandishing a fake gun to police in Los Angeles. The suitcase was lost during the investigation. So a 41-year-old man from England goes over to Australia, hanging out, decides to go visit a flea market, sees his suitcase that he likes, and for some reason, whoever owned the suitcase prior never decided to open it.
Right.
Suspicious. When this guy opened
it... Maybe it was locked, and he broke the lock.
He bought it for $36. There was a 4.5-hour reel tape recording that included Paul and John experimenting with alternate versions in previously unrecorded tracks like We Can Work It Out and Cry Baby Cry. The tapes were labeled Abbey Road, Not for Release. And they'll try to be authenticated by Apple Records here in the near future.
Cool. Is there any way you'd ever sell a suitcase that you had that you never opened up and you didn't know what... Wouldn't curiosity get the best of
yes.
you to figure out, hey, what's in here before I sell this?
Something's in it. You can feel
right.
something in there.
I mean, it could be cash or it could be a body part.
But right.
One way you want to know.
Right. That's why I find this story...
Very suspicious.
Yeah. Very suspicious. But
give me the body part.
Give me the cash.
Courtney Love, supposedly, she did have an abortion. 911 call received said that there was a miscarriage involved, but Love told police separately that she had an abortion on Thursday, and that's why she checked herself into a hospital. Now, was this a self-administered abortion? Do we know that?
I doubt it.
Is this of the coat hanger variety?
Oh, my.
What it probably is, it's to take a little bit of the heat off not showing up for court. She probably didn't have a miscarriage nor an abortion.
Interesting. Never thought of it that way.
Wouldn't she release
from the hospital?
So you
think she's just stirring up a yarn here?
Sure. You think she's beyond that?
Hey, man.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, she was let out of the hospital yesterday. Boy, she is a mess. Now, you know what I'm predicting in the next year, and I know this is very morbid, I'm predicting death.
No, no, she'll live to be 80. And just dominate E! News from now on.
No.
With her sluttiness.
I'm predicting death.
No.
I'm predicting either suicide.
People like that don't die. They just hang around and are miserable.
She's a mental case.
Right.
I don't know if she can, I mean, she talks about thinking about suicide.
Anybody that talks about it next year, her return to want status.
What is that?
Widely acclaimed nice piece.
You think that she'll reclaim that?
Yes.
I don't know. I used to be in your court.
Anybody that talks about suicide doesn't do it.
I used to be in your court on her being hot, but man, those latest pictures are awful.
10 years ago, she was. I mean, she was dirty hot.
Yeah.
But now she's just dirty, dirty.
Yuck.
Brittany's first husband.
Well, she's had better days, yes.
She's had better days,
but this is not irretrievable.
No, man, she's 40 now.
Hey, a lot of people turn 40 can regain their hotness.
Madonna did. Madonna got hotter in her 40s. I'm convinced. She whipped her ass into shape. But Courtney's so strung out on dope and booze.
Dope?
I don't think you can regain that magic.
Reefer.
The first thing she's going to have to do is get off that junk. That's the first thing.
Dope. What's reefer? That's just a reference from one of his 70s, what we call pot parties.
I don't know what it is.
That was back during the reefer madness stage of Reiner.
It's just something I've heard over the years.
Something you picked up?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Reefer.
I thought I'd throw it out there today in an effort to position myself as cool.
Reefer. Well, you did, man. You are cool.
Reefer.
Brittany's ex-husband that she married for like 10 minutes up in Vegas has decided to tell exactly what happened. He says that she asked him to marry her after several nights of, quote, mind-blowing rough sex in a Vegas hotel room. Thank you. The ceremony...
Mind-blowing rough sex, huh?
That's what he said.
That sounds like anything goes.
Full throttle, wide open.
God. Well, he's a lucky guy. He got to tap that.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
She walks into this place right now, and I may glance over and give her maybe a half-second look.
You know what? She's a nut, but you can't deny that she's hot as hell. She's got a terrific body. She's very, very good looking.
Is she that much better than most of the women we saw at the thing last night?
She is Louisiana white trash, Greg.
What's wrong with that?
With Louisiana white trash?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That.
So once again, my standards aren't as high as y'all's.
Well, we know that's true.
Right. And I'm very proud of that.
We're aware. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she eats a lot of chocolate.
Wish I wasn't, but I am.
Drinks a lot of wine.
Coffee.
You cannot, none of you three can deny that she's not good looking as hell. She is very good looking.
Average.
No, yeah. She's not average. No, sorry.
I'm with Cobra.
Dad,
back! In here right now, I'd give it a glance and go, all right.
That's terrific body.
It's a somewhat nice piece, and then going about my business.
She's a little bit better than that.
A little dumpy now, Greg.
She's not dumpy.
She's a lot better at 19 than at 22.
She's not dumpy.
And by 26 or 27.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
All those cigarettes.
She will
and
have had it.
Chocolates.
Yep. Yep.
And you'll think you're looking at the headliner for Skankfest 07.
They were inseparable.
Right. That's her 10 years.
They were inseparable.
They paid $700 for the ceremony. Then they called their parents, who went nuts. Brittany's brother and legal team flew in and forced this guy, Jason Alexander, to sign papers to annul the marriage.
I wouldn't have done it.
He was sent home to L.A. in the economy section of the plane.
Man, there is... They They'd have cut me an unbelievable check before I signed. I'm like, hey, you know what? Gotcha.
You think that
you want me to go away? Well, you know, start writing a check and start writing the zeros, and I'll tell you when to quit.
What would you have, what was your minimum? What would have been your minimum to get out of there?
To walk away?
To walk away.
With nothing?
$10 million?
No, that's being ridiculous.
Think you got a million out of them?
I'd have got five out of it.
$5 million?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have got five.
Just for
and otherwise,
several nights of anything goes sex.
Yeah, and otherwise I'd have said, you know what? I'm going to be a thorn in your side. We're going to stay married. We're legally married, and there's nothing you can do about it.
We're going to have youngins.
You think that was the flight home of shame back to Louisiana?
And I promise you, when they bought me a ticket and I saw that coach on there, that wouldn't have flown either. But that's me.
Supposedly, Demi Moore is pregnant with Ashton Kutcher's seed.
Well, what demon seed that is.
She is denying it, although recently, supposedly, she quit smoking.
You'd have thought after she pumped out those first kids that she might have got those tubes tied up a little bit.
Rumor and scout.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man, I really appreciate you buying me that, but there is not a chance in hell I'm drinking that shot.
Somebody
not
just delivered shots to the broadcast table.
That is nice of you to do that. Woo! I appreciate it. But
what is it?
Thank you.
Tequila. No, wait, is it? Smell that.
It's Grémonier? Ooh, it's Grémonier?
I will vomit.
So it's Grémonier.
We'll let it sit here for a few hours,
Lonnie.
And grow.
It's cold scotch, Lonnie.
Oh,
Greco. I'm in.
The hammer.
Whoa.
Jeez. My Ray Dahl. Where did that come from?
I'm in.
Boy, that was abrasive.
It's Grémonier. I mean, it's got no alcohol in it hardly.
Really?
Yeah, drink it.
Grémonier has no alcohol?
Hardly any.
I don't like
it. It's good.
It's
good?
You
don't like orange? It's orange liqueur is all it is.
Have
very
a sip
good.
Of grandma. You're supposed to sip it, though, not shoot it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though, Danny? I mean, anytime I see something in a shot glass...
Yeah, you're not supposed to sip on it.
I'm assuming that you throw it down.
Throw it down.
Throw it down, Corby. What else?
Throw it down, E-News,
come on, Corby,
man.
Throw it down.
Give me a second. An L.A. judge has thrown out the invasion of privacy lawsuit against...
Throw it down, Cobra. Throw it down.
What was that?
An L.A. judge has thrown out the invasion of privacy lawsuit against the company responsible for distributing the Rick Solomon sex tape, i.e., they've thrown out the Paris Hilton lawsuit against Rick Solomon.
Because they have no case.
Bitch.
Nothing they can do about it.
What, Mike?
Paris was asking
bitch.
For 30 million. I'm going to agree with him. I'm not going to deny that. I'm for the first time ever, he can call her that four
dude.
Times in a row. Matter of fact, I dare you to call her that four times in a row.
Bitch. 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 Bitch.
Okay.
Bitch.
Bitch. Paris Hilton.
Why?
Bitch.
Why would you call
bitch.
Her
don't
that?
Support her.
I do support
she
her.
Is a money-grubbing, low-life
no, she's not.
Whore.
No, she's
penis.
Not. She's got more money than she'll ever be able to spend in her whole life.
Right, right.
She's not.
Had a serious case of giraffe neck, too.
She is
true.
Not. She is not money-grubbing.
Yes, she. That's all she cares about.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Oh,
need,
really?
She already has.
She's
it.
Real philanthropic. Yeah, I know. That's money-grubbing. That's all her
go.
Life revolves around is grubbing more money.
She doesn't even know what money is.
She grubs for the spotlight.
She has no idea what money is.
Bitchy whores.
Right, Mike.
I love Paris Hilton.
I don't know why you like her.
God. Because she's hot.
What did I say there?
Greedy, bitchy whores.
You're so abrasive, man.
What was I talking about?
You've gone to great lengths to position yourself as that.
I have not. You have.
Oh, no,
well, I don't
abrasive.
Have those drops in there. Let's
right.
see.
Oh, do we want to run through your drops
who
there,
has,
Mr. Drop Man?
Who has the B drop?
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Who has the greedy... Yes, and the next one?
The
greedy, you know what?
Bitchy
I think
whores.
I got a buzz.
Daddy touched me there. My sister's stinky box.
Oh, there's
my.
Another one.
All right, let's go through some of Cobra's
yeah.
here. Let's see what he's got in there.
I don't have very many. I don't say
fat
shocking things.
Yeah.
Give me two
okay,
guys,
refer-
a bucket of chili, and I'm game.
Ring
referring
on
to
bitch. I'll slap
yeah.
that bitch silly.
Oh, yeah. Violence.
She is
yeah.
the fattest pig.
Come on,
big
keep
guns.
Going.
How
keep
big
going.
Are your thighs? Make love to me. Would you do me?
Do me.
I'll slap
you. We haven't even got to the Jesus stuff yet.
the Jesus stuff. I was quoting a band that I
were
saw.
You?
Open
up. Were you?
Yes.
You were you?
Yes.
I banged her real good. Jesus smoked pot.
You want to get
Jesus drank gin. Jesus.
Yeah, you
want to
get into
party.
A drop war with somebody, don't you? There, big time.
Oh, do you want to play now?
I didn't. We're not talking about me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because I know I've got some bad ones that I'd like to get rid of, but
your
you won't
thingy.
Let me.
Bitch,
I am. I'm telling you, I've got to run.
Whoa.
All right, we
got to
go.
Whoa.
Throw it down, Corby.
All right,
on, throw it down.
All right.
There he goes. There he goes.
Throw it
coming
down,
up
Ron.
Next.
Throw it down.
Take
Why
care,
are we
Snake.
Here? Throw it down, Ron.
That here on the
Throw
ticket.
It down.
I don't want that
Come
stuff.
On, throw it down.